T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we were driving along Route 5 the other day. We've noticed in recent weeks, recent months, that you guys have done a lot of work out here. What exactly have you done?
Okay, what we did is we changed the whole schematics of the building. We added a second floor to it. So we'll have a full-service operating kitchen, dining room, bar upstairs now, so we can accommodate businesses, lunches, accommodate our overflow of dinners that we had on like Wednesday through Saturday, and we're going to open up on Sunday afternoons just for brunch only.
You know, I can't imagine that there are boaters here who are completely at all against what you guys have been doing here, right? Like, you have the marina right here that has so many boats. This is one of the biggest marinas in all of Western New York, and all of a sudden Charlie's Boatyard goes from being a one-story place smaller to all of a sudden it seems like you can fit everybody in here. Is that right?
Yes. We've upped our capacity from 168 to 253 people now we can get in the restaurant. So we're just taking advantage of a beautiful scenery. When you're back during the summertime, you look out over the docks, you feel like you're in San Diego or Florida. You know, it's just, it's great. It's beautiful. Yeah.
What, so you have a size of about 260 or so people.
Yes.
Now. When did you guys decide that you were wanting to expand?
Well, we had we're having a problem with people, too many people, and we didn't want to turn them away. So what we did was we said, well, let's expand the kitchen a little bit. So we started thinking about expanding the kitchen. So what the heck? So let's just throw a second story in. So, and this way we can attract parties, because a lot of people ask us for smaller parties, 20s, 30s, 40s, and we can't tie up our restaurant for that on the weekend. So, you know, they gave us a great idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have a big investment like this, and you're expecting a lot more business to come then, right?
Yes, we are. And it was, like I said, it was a lot of hard work from a lot of people, Evans Bank, Transit Construction, J&K. It was just, it was a great joint effort by everybody.
So here we are, we're standing outside of the building right now. It's still a work in progress. When are you guys expected to finish up?
May 24th.
Okay, so it's right around the corner, right?
It's a week from today, what we're hoping for. And everybody's working hand in hand, and they're doing, everybody's, you know, coming together. So it looks like we'll be open.
You touched on it a little bit about what's inside, what's featured, but when people walk into the new Charlie's Boatyard later this month, what can they see the moment they walk in? What's on each level?
You're going to walk into a whole new looking restaurant. Before, the ceilings were low, it was loud. It wasn't a lot of good air circulation in there now, so now the ceilings, we have 13-foot ceilings in there. It's we have exposed mechanics in there, so you walk in, and it looks big. It looks bright. It looks clean. It looks brand new. And upstairs, you're going to have a great view of the lake as you're sitting down.
Chuck, can you tell us a little bit about the history of this place? I know it wasn't always called Charlie's Boatyard, but there's been a lot of changes here throughout the years. Tell us a little bit about the history of this business.
Well, we've only been here 4 years, but I have a partner, John Skipper, who's been in the harbor with a boat for 18 years. So we went from a hot dog shack, and then Tucker Curtin expanded it a little bit, and then we took Tucker Curtin's expansion, and we doubled and tripled his expansion. So, like I said, it's a beautiful place, so why not take advantage of it?
So where do you see you guys 5 years from now? If all this was done in, what, 4 years, you said?
Yes.
What do you expect in another 4 years?
Another 4 years? I don't know. There's a little light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully in about 5-6 years for some of us, including me.
a little thing where you can go on a boat somewhere.
Yes,
on an island.
Relax and enjoy like the rest of the people, you know? So, but that's what we see. We have a nice line. We have 31-year lease left. So we just hope to keep it all going great.
Awesome. What else can you tell us about some of the clientele that's been coming here? I know a lot of boaters like this place, but are you guys also appealing to people who aren't necessarily boaters?
We get a lot of walk-ups and bicyclists. The bicyclists love coming down the pathway around here. And everything that they're doing with Representative Higgins and that, everything he's doing for all the people in Western New York with the bike paths, canoeists. We're getting a lot of transient people, so it's nice.
You know, I'm also kind of curious. The Skyway's been in the news a lot lately, right? You know, there's talks about, hey, let's tear it down. Hey, let's turn it into like a parkway. Do you guys have any say in what's going on here?
No, we don't. I mean, it's we thought it would affect us. We thought it would affect us when it first started last year. But through the course of my years in this business, you give people a good product, they'll make it there no matter what, you know.
And a little bit more about Charlie's Boatyard. How many employees do you guys have now? Are you guys expecting to expand that even further?
We have approximately 128 employees. We put a lot of kids to work, that, you know, colleges, college kids and that, which is nice because, you know, it's just part, you know, it's here for the summer. It's a great summer business. We're hoping to stay open September, October, November, December next year. So we'll see what that brings us. That'll be a new experience.
You know, when I drive along here and I see in the wintertime people going ice fishing and whatnot, do they come on in just to warm up a little bit?
No, we're not open. Okay. We shut right down. We usually shut down. So this year we'll be open for the first time.
Okay. So what do you expect that's going to be like? I know we're several months away from all that happening. But.
I know. Like I said, it's up to me and my kitchen staff and the restaurant people to make it comfortable and make it so people want to come down here in the winter. Yeah.
How wet is that concrete out there?
Well, not enough to put your fingerprints in, but I guess you can put your footprints in.
You know, it was just a little bit of a foot scuffle. It's not too bad, but
I probably made it worse when I scared you. No,
you didn't scare me.
No, when
all.
I surprised you. How's that?
It's all good. I'm not worried about it. I don't think they are too much. Yeah. Anything else you want people to know about this truck?
I don't know. I think you covered everything, like you said, with the winter and everything else like that. So
hours of operation and your guys' website, if you want to.
Okay, our website is charliesboatyard.com. The hours of operation will be Monday through Sunday downstairs for lunch and dinner. And upstairs, it'll be dinner only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for brunch.
Okay, and hours?
Hours upstairs will be from 4 p.m. until.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.